Canton man will spend decades in prison after a Stark County jury Wednesday found him guilty of murder. 18-year-old Malachi Fortner was convicted in the shooting death of 21-year-old Stephon Dunn. Jurors also found him guilty of felonious assault and carrying a concealed weapon. Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer sentenced Fortner to 24 years to life behind bars. His attorney had claimed self-defense. Prosecutors say the May 8th shooting happened outside Fortner's home on Clarendon Avenue Southwest during a deal for three THC vape cartridges. The Stark County Prosecutor's Office asking for a special prosecutor in the case against two Canton police officers charged in the death of Frank Tyson. The office says some on the police department have shown hostility toward prosecutors, creating a potential conflict. Visiting judge agreed to continue Wednesday's pretrial for December 1st. Officers Bo Shonegi and Camden Birch are indicted for reckless homicide and Tyson's death in April 2024 after a struggle at an AmVets club on Sherrick Road Southeast. The coroner ruled Tyson's death a homicide with contributing causes including cocaine and alcohol intoxication. Trial set for January 26th. Managers and other non-bargaining employees of the city of Canton will see a 3% pay raise starting January 1st. Mayor William Shearer tells the repository the increase is a cost of living adjustment. Council approved the rates Monday. They're given at the discretion of each employee's appointing authority, and elected officials will not receive the increase. The city is also boosting salary minimums and maximums for all salaried and non-bargaining positions by 3%. Woman found dead in a Youngstown vacant lot has now been identified by the Mahoning County Coroner's Office. Police discovered the body of 37-year-old Nicole Carbone between Bellevue and East Chalmers Avenue November 10th. They call her death suspicious, and the case remains under investigation by Youngstown Police and the Coroner's Office. An autopsy is underway by the Cuyahoga County Medical Examiner. The cause of death has not yet been released. Man accused of a Youngstown shooting is back in jail after a judge revoked his bond Monday. 33-year-old William Huffman is charged with two counts of felonious assault, one for wounding a victim, another for allegedly firing a gun at a child inside a home on Cambridge Avenue last Thursday. He was arraigned Friday. Huffman's bond was set at 10% of $100,000, but prosecutors say he violated it by returning to the home and having contact with the victims. He'll be back in court Monday for a preliminary hearing. The shooting victim was treated for wounds to the hip and foot. A former Mahoning County Sheriff's deputy has been sentenced after pleading guilty in federal court to hindering the investigation of a felony. 60-year-old Kip Danks of Poland received 3 years probation. 60-year-old Hiray Orr of Youngstown was sentenced to 54 months in prison after pleading guilty to charges he operated a drug distribution operation. Danks was accused of giving Orr information learned during his duties to attempt to help Orr evade federal charges. Danks retired from the department last January after 28 years. He had been charged earlier in the month. Trial set to begin today in Mahoning County Court for a Homeworth man accused of strangulation and domestic violence. Sebring police say 46-year-old Daniel Matz assaulted a woman during an altercation in an apartment stairwell October 18th. Prosecutors approved felony and misdemeanor charges. Matz turned himself in October 30th. He was arraigned the same day. A former Warren resident has been convicted of child sexual abuse in California. 60-year-old Jason Esparza will be sentenced February 27th in Santa Ana. He became the subject of an investigation in September 2022 after a tip from the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. Investigators noted text messages with an undercover detective posing as a babysitter were similar to those used in the 2006 assault of a five-year-old. Esparza was arrested when he arrived to meet a four-year-old at a motel in April 2023. He faces up to 75 years to life in prison. A convicted child predator will remain in prison for another decade after being denied parole. Trumbull County prosecutors say 72-year-old Charles Bland posed as a professor, doctor, or scientist to gain children's trust before molesting them. Bland printed fake college degrees and diplomas to support his lies while living in the suburban trailer park. He pleaded guilty in 2013 to rape, gross sexual imposition, and child pornography-related charges. His next parole hearing set for 2035. The Ohio House voted 58-29 Wednesday to approve Senate Bill 293, which would disallow mailed absentee ballots that arrive after Election Day. The Senate must okay the changes before the bill heads to the governor. House Republicans added a measure that would require the Secretary of State's office to automatically cancel the voter registration of anyone who appears to be a non-citizen based on state and federal databases. Ohio, one of 16 states that still count ballots after Election Day, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. Local officials can accept ballots that arrive up to 4 days after the election if they were postmarked the day before.